Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tonight is the first home game in the Western Big Six Conference portion of the schedule for the Galesburg boys basketball team. United Township Panthers are in town. Here's public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
The starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6 foot senior, number one, Nick Fields. A 6'4" senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6 foot sophomore, number 23, Eric Price. A 6'2" senior, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'6" junior, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Our thanks to Jeff Lamb, a public address announcer for the United Township Panthers. They'll start Dazla Gady and a 6'1" sophomore. You heard Ryan Weber mention him in the pregame. Jean-Luc Wilson, Griffin Ronaback, Atem Agat, and Davion Ellis, all seniors. So four seniors, one sophomore for the Silver Streaks. Three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. Quick chance to look at your three keys to the game here tonight, Steve.
They're similar to what we've had all year long after I watched the game or two. We've got to make sure that we work through our highs and lows in a more consistent way. We've got to rebound the basketball against a big ball club and an athletic ball club tonight. And we've got to get out and run. That's not something that they have not necessarily struggled with, but we've got to force them to get back on defense and match up with us. We certainly have an advantage in terms of the transition game.
Agat at 6'5", a senior in the midcourt circle, along with Jalen McCants, a 6'5", junior for the Silver Streaks to get this game started. And the lead referee is clearing the cheerleaders off the sidelines, which is...
Not seen that one before.
No. It's creating more space down there. I can't think of a time I've seen that happen. And a little confusion showing on the cheerleaders' faces for both sides, understandably. The Streaks win the tip, looking for their first conference victory. 4-1 overall. United Township 5-1, having won five in a row.
Quinn Anderson on the UT playing their 3-2 zone.
Up top, Price back to Anderson. Drives, gets around a screen from Cunningham, hits the side of the backboard, and then somehow finds its way to Jalen McCants. Tip up won't go, and UT comes down with the rebound. Davion Ellis at 6'6", has grabbed a lot of those in the early portion of the season. Panthers first offensive possession. Silver Streak sophomores won tonight big, 66-37. Here's a left-hand jumper from the wing, off balance, and Keith Cunningham pulls down the rebound as Gadian fell down trying to draw a defensive foul for the Silver Streaks. The officials didn't buy it. We've played a minute. Both teams scoreless on their first possession. Anderson off the left circle. Now to the right side, Nick Fields. They leave him alone. So he squares, shoots a three off the back iron. Rebound Price, lost it in the lane and a delayed whistle. The official saw a foul reach in on United Township. Will be number one on Dazla Gadian. And the first foul against the Panthers.
They play a very, very nice half-court 3-2 defense. We're going to have to penetrate the gaps, get the ball moving to get the shots that we want.
Keith Cunningham was with the Panthers last year. He was with the Silver Streaks 2 years ago, so he's moved around. Maybe got a little extra motivation. We'll see if Cunningham can continue to play in control as he has through the first five games of the season. Really like what we've seen from Keith the first
Keith has been early very
portion.
Good on the offensive and defensive end, made a lot happen, been very valuable to us.
But you can't come out with any kind of vendetta. You just got to play the
just
game.
Just got to play.
Up top, Anderson. Now gives way to Eric Price, who played a minute and a half. Both teams scoreless. Here's Nick Fields under the left wing. Reverses back behind him to Price. Long three comes up short. Rebound tipped
out. Too far.
To Anderson. Steps inside the lane, spins it around. Back to Price. Tries to step inside the arc and traveled with it.
Yeah, good shot by Eric. He was probably a step too deep there, and the ball was short. Again, we've got to continue to attack the gaps, move the basketball, and get them having to chase our zone offense a little bit.
Well, the good news is they have the Silver Streaks for five rebounds in less than 2 minutes of the game. The problem is we're 0 for 4. On the left side, this is Jean-Luc Wilson. He's left alone. Dumps it in to Davion Ellis. Turnaround jumper. Misses the left-hand shot from the baseline. And McCants steps in front. Comes down with a rebound. Streaks in transition. UT gets back. There's Fields underneath and gets pushed from the backside by Ellis. And that'll be the second foul on the Panthers. First of the game on their 6'6 senior. And a good find with Fields right under the low blocks and going up with it quickly. We'll get two free throws here.
You're exactly right there, Brad. That was an excellent pass as Jalen McCants had his eyes open and his eyes peeled there.
And Nick gets the first point of the game for either team with 5:56 to go in this opening period. 1-0 Galesburg with the first free throw. Nick 12 of 19 from the free throw line after the first one, and now 13 out of 20 with the second one.
And that's good to see. Let's hope that bodes well for the entire evening.
2-0 Silver Streaks. No field goals for either team so far. Panthers have missed their only two shots, which the Silver Streaks came up with a defensive rebound. On the left side, Agat drives in, got around
McCants,
got the finger roll.
Great body control getting to the rim.
Ties the game up at two. Flash to the outside, and as soon as he caught it, he stepped back and then drove around McCants. Got him flat-footed. Inlet pass to Cunningham. Spins into traffic. Somehow gets it out to Price. Steps inside the arc. Leans in. Banks it in.
Nice little move there. Took what the defense gave him. Little mid-range jump shot using the glass.
4-2 Silver Streaks. That's their first basket of the game. To go along with two Nick Fields free throws. 5:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Lob on the inside. They find Ellis. Cut off. Good defense by Cunningham. Kicks it back out. Gadian drives, dumps, leaves it off, and a blank shot. On the low blocks by Ellis. Ties it at four.
After a made basket, they're in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press here.
Talk about that 3-2 zone that Ryan Weber employs and has employed at just about every stop he's been. There's a jump stop by Price in the lane. It took too big of a leap. And that's a second turnover by the Silver Streak. So what is it about that 3-2 zone that allows UT to really dictate the tempo?
They are really long in it. There's no openings in it. They spread it out. They rotate nicely. They use it. They really are very cohesive in how they run it. It is a very effective half-court defense.
He did it at Moline. He did it at Warren and Gurney. When Ryan Weber went up there for 3 years, there's a jumper from the right side and a three by Griffin Ronnebach. And UT has its first lead of the game at 7-4. It is jersey night in the Galesburg student section.
I see no White Sox jerseys, and I'm disappointed.
They have decided to remain quiet until the Silver Streaks have 7 points on the board. It's four right now. Cunningham could make it seven, but he misses a three from the corner with an air ball. Jean-Luc Wilson underneath with a rebound.
No rhythm to that shot there. There was no rhythm there.
And having played at UT last year, that really delighted the UT student section as he shot that air ball right in front of them. Halfway through the first quarter, here's a near steal by McCants, but it frees up Agat to drive. He runs into Eric Price and a blocking foul called on the Silver Streak sophomore, his first and the team's first.
Good idea by Eric. He was just a step late there and didn't get the benefit of the call there.
Agat got off the shot and made it, but the officials are waving it off, saying no shot, so no basket, and they'll have to inlet. I think that was the right call.
Absolutely, Brad. There was no continuation in terms of his attempt to shoot the ball there.
He ran into Eric, and when Eric fell down, he went ahead and squared up and took the shot. So when Steve says no continuation, that's what we're talking about. On the inlet pass, a catch and a shoot by Ronnebeck. That one is off the mark. Rebound under the basket, lost underneath by Jean-Luc Wilson, and the Silver Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound. Ronnebeck shows the ability to catch and shoot quickly. He's gotten off two of them, knocked down the first one. Silver Streaks will have to adjust to that. McCants, skip pass into the front court. Justin Endoff into the game, pulls it back out. Around the arc we go. Fields squares up for an open three. Declines to shoot it, though. Now McCants with it on the right side. Crossover dribble down to the low blocks. Gets blocked. And a blocking foul against UT. Will be the second of the game on Davion Ellis, and that is his second. And Ryan Weber barking about that one from the sidelines. He thought Ellis squared up pretty fairly, but Ellis is going to have to head to the bench with two fouls, and Ian Solis will replace him.
Jalen saw a little bit of a crease there in the defense, and he was very aggressive and got the foul.
McCants will go to the line, shooting two here, 57% on the season, 20 out of 35, and he misses the first one.
Got on top of the ball there. When he stays underneath the ball and he's up and out, he's good. That time he stayed on top of the ball and almost sort of almost like a shot put or a catapult.
7-4, streaks trail by three, 3:25 to go first quarter, and he softed the second one, but it found its way up over the rim and dropped through. Galesburg down two, 7-5. Streaks get back into the half court as UT brings it across. Dazla Gadian at the point, right side Atem Agat. Now Jean-Luc Wilson, cut off at the top of the arc, skips it back right side through the hands of Agat, picks it up, cut off by McCants, gives it over to Wilson again. Now back up top in the midcourt circle, Gadian. Played football, helped direct the UT Panther team on the field, and he's leading the offense here in basketball as well. A high screen set and an illegal screen that'll be called against Ian Solis, and Ryan Weber doesn't like that call either, and he is upset with the officiating here early on.
And that official there calls the illegal screen as much as any official that we'll see this year. And it's also important to scout the officials a little bit to know what their tendencies are. He's consistent with that, so you have to make an adjustment.
It's the fourth team foul on UT. Now, across midcourt, McCants has his pocket picked by Jean-Luc Wilson, who leads the break, skips it right side. Agat shoots a three. Long rebound pops out after the miss. Wilson has it, and a foul called on Cunningham guarding the baseline. That'll be the first of the game on Cunningham and the second on the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, we need to secure the defensive rebound there. Long shot, long rebound, and we had nobody there on the right side to get that rebound when it was short.
On the inbound, it'll be Gadian. Onto the wing it goes to Solis. And now up top, just inside of half court, Ronnebeck.
They have the floor spread a little bit, and they run great, great offensive sets here.
Wilson at the point, trying to pull end off away from the arc. Works his way into the right corner as the pass stays on the outside. Left wing, Wilson. 2:20 to go here in this opening quarter. It's a two-point UT lead. It's 7-5. Solis on the right side tries to work around. Cunningham runs into his own man, loses a handle on the ball, picked off by Price. Now McCants into the front court, tries to shake his man, almost lost a handle on it, and gets the shot up and in to drop through. And the Silver Streak student section comes to life.
And that's what we needed to do there in that transition. Don't let them get back and set up that zone. Jalen got numbers and took it right to the goal.
Jalen almost a steal. Agat cut off at the high post. Now a deflection into the backcourt. Price with a steal. Attacking. Euro step, and he's going to get called for traveling. Third turnover on the Silver Streaks, and Mike Reynolds doesn't like that call. If you're a traditionalist, you don't like the Euro step. You think it's traveling every time you see it.
Yeah, and it's not. It's not traveling, and it looks like it, but officials in today's basketball world, you know, coming from Ginobili, that it is a play that's legal, and unfortunately not called there.
The Silver Streaks are energized defensively.
Or called there, I should say.
We're tied up at 7 minute and a half to go. Here's a quick three by Jean-Luc Wilson. Missed it. Keith Cunningham with a rebound, trying to push it into the front court. Goes one on four and has his pocket picked from behind by Wilson, who got it right back. Fourth Galesburg turnover, and we're tied at 7.
And the crowd is ready to erupt, that's for sure, as we get on a run here.
On both sides. Here's a near steal by McCants. Agat gets around him again, runs into Cunningham, driving to the basket. Mike Reynolds wanted to travel as Cunningham got in there and tried to force Agat to stutter step with it. It's a foul called on Cunningham, his second instead. Now both officials, or the officials are hearing it from both sides of the coaching staffs.
And Coach Reynolds is making an excellent point. That was the same move on the defensive end, or on the offensive end by UT that Eric made down here. We got called for traveling on this end and got a foul called down on the other end.
So it's going to be free throws for Atem Agat, and the first one is off the back iron. Mike is done chewing on the official as he stalks to the end of the Silver Streaks bench. Meanwhile, we're tied at 7, just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Now Mike comes back to the front of bench, talks some more. While Agat lines up to shoot the second free throw.
And he works the officials beautifully, trying to plant a seed there.
Agat missed them both, but the rebound in the lane by Solis falls down, and a travel called. And Ryan Weber, no, I think that's probably as a case that Mike got negotiated that one with all his talking with the officials, that a foul wasn't called for Solis falling down. Tied at 7, Silver Streaks looking for their first lead since it was 4-2. This is Price with it in the midcourt circle. End off, open look, left side off the back iron. Weak side rebound, McCants collects it and puts it back up and in. It was a battle on the rebounds. He got it between two UT defenders, and the Streaks regain the lead.
Going to be really big for Jalen as well as Keith to get on the offensive glass tonight and get stick backs.
The Cunningham's on the bench with two fouls. Mitchell Sampson is into the game. McCants, meanwhile, has three rebounds and 5 points, and Eric Price bats one into the backcourt, couldn't catch up to it before it went out of bounds. Silver Streaks have got some near steals. It's on several half-court possessions here. Getting tipped balls, knocking that one into the backcourt, really disrupting the UT offense, but they just haven't been quite able to get any of those breakaways.
Tylan Parks into the ball game for Eric here as a defensive replacement here in this last 15 seconds of the period.
Under 10 to go in the first quarter. Here's a drive by Wilson. Sampson stayed with him, but a tough shot by Jean-Luc Wilson up off the glass to tie it at 9. A three-quarter court heave is a little bit off to the right of the basket, and we head to the benches at the end of the first quarter and a tie ball game at 9. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house. So if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
You can unwrap presents from Calico Cat, Craft Butcher and Deli, or Dave's Auto Body during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Find out how to play at WGIL.com.
1 quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. It's a tie ball game at 9. Silver Streaks in United Township. Panthers have the ball as they go back door, and a catch and a lay-in by Atema got good feed from the outside by Solis. And it's 11-9. UT back on top, just underway in the second quarter.
Quick hitter coming right out of the huddle to begin the period.
Fields, Sampson. I don't know where Nick was throwing that ball. Jalen McCants was on the outside, but just as Nick was squaring up to pass it, Jalen cut to the inside, and the Streaks throw it away. Fifth turnover. It's Solis. Dane Tagan into the game for United Township, along with Atem Agat, Dazla Gadian, and Jean-Luc Wilson. Trying a little weave here for the Panthers in the half court. Some passing going on up top. And now a hesitation dribble. And we're going to have an illegal screen. Second one called by that official whom you mentioned earlier, Steve. And that's a second one against the Panthers. Second foul against Ian Solis. So he has two. Davion Ellis has two. And Ellis comes back into the game.
It's like an umpire in baseball in terms of his strike zone. It's just something you got to be aware of and make an adjustment to it.
Catch up on silver on the rather Western Big Six scores as the night goes along. Moline at Rock Island, Quincy at Alleman. Here, United Township leads 11-9 over the Silver Streaks, just underway in the second quarter. Good ball movement by the Silver Streaks around the arc. End off drives, goes up for the reverse layup and got the right hand lay.
Great move by Justin, known for his 3-point shooting, but went to the basket there and made a nice reverse layup.
Yeah, that's not something we've really seen in Justin's arsenal through the first five games this season. Gets his first points to tie it up in a bad pass, and end off down low, picks it off. Leads a break into the front court. Passes it left side. Price fakes a three. Curls around. Jump stop in the lane. Gets called for traveling again. That big jump stop, second time he's gotten called for it. Mike Reynolds throwing his arms out saying, how many times are you going to call that?
And I've not seen that official there at one of these games. And looked to me like it was just fine. He came in and got a jump stop. And nothing that I saw. And And Mike's going to ask for a clarification there.
He,
and I
he
think
calls that, a 30-second timeout.
That he's exactly right here.
So 6:39 to go here in this first half. Tied at 11. We can tell you, since our last broadcast last Friday night at Rock Island, and hopefully this information has gotten passed along to you in one form or another, but we found out officially, we had a pretty good idea what was going on, but officially we can tell you the Silver Streaks, a week from tomorrow at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College, will be playing Pleasant Valley, and they'll be playing at the 4:15 game. That's about as late. That's the third to last game of the day, and I don't know that we've ever played that late before,
Never played that late in my time coaching and now broadcasting. We've usually played, you know, later in the morning or early in the afternoon, but that'll be interesting against a good Pleasant Valley ball club with probably a big crowd on hand.
We also found out the Taylorville Holiday Tournament schedule late this afternoon. We'll pass along that schedule here at the next opportunity coming out of the Streaks 30-second timeout. Up top, this is Gadian with it. He's guarded by Justin Endoff, and he'll dribble it back out toward the half-court line. Now to the right side it goes into the hands
of a guy. That's good defense by Jalen, not giving up that baseline.
Trying to shake and bake, gets it to the right side, and a quick three off the mark by Ronnebeck, and there's Justin Endoff down low, coming up with a rebound. So he's had a steal, a driving layup, and now a rebound. On the right side, this is Quinn Anderson with it. Hesitation drive, pulls it back out, now gets it into Justin's hands. Left side, Eric Price steps around his man, baseline left-handed shot off the mark, but a push foul sends Eric to the deck, and we'll send him to the free throw line on the sixth team foul on United Township. That'll be the first of the game on Atem Agat.
And good work again there by Eric Price. There is a gap there, and he got around it into the short corner and got off that mid-range jump shot and got fouled in the act of shooting.
And the lefty puts the first one up and in. That's his third point of the night. First of the second quarter as the Streaks trail by one, 11-10. Just past the six-minute mark here in quarter number one. Eric Price on the season, well, knocks down the second free throw. He's got four. He's came in at 65% of the season at the line. He'll up that with two there in a tie ball game at 11 with 5:50 to go here in this first half. Quick jumper from the right side, a miss by Wilson, but the catch and the rebound put back by Davion Ellis. Panthers back on top by two. Now I think they got the shot, Streaks did, got the shot they wanted defensively.
And just didn't seal out there and gave up the stick back.
Skip pass to the left side. Endoff drives baseline. Cut off. Tries to feed it through four UT defenders. It's picked off. Justin reaches in there and pulls it away, but a tie-up called. And the Streaks will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Just tried to force it a little bit there on that penetration. It wasn't there. Maybe a man open out the backside there in the corner.
We are actually tied at 13. I said it was 11. It's a 13-point tie. Here's Endoff. Long three just off the right side of the arc, and he drains it. Boy, it'd be great to get Justin hot.
Absolutely. If we can get Justin untracked here, he's an outstanding three-point shooter, been a little slump. Get him going here. It'll add a big-time weapon to our arsenal.
Comes in at just over 20% shooting from three-point range, and that is uncharacteristic, but it's only five games in, and he knocks down a big one here to give the Streaks a three-point lead under five to go first half.
Brought a lot of energy off the bench here.
Gadian trying to shake Endoff on the outside.
Travel.
Takes a big step in the lane, and there's a travel call. That's the fifth UT turnover. Well, if they're going to call some of the other ones that they've made here tonight, you got to call that one. And
nice,
they did.
Nice play, Brad, by Keith Cunningham to take a step over there and disrupt the dribble, and we got the travel out of it.
Rock Island with an early 10-7 lead at home against Moline. Price, Anderson, Endoff, McCants, and Cunningham for the Silver Streaks here. Keith with it now on the right wing. UT will let him shoot. He steps inside the arc and hits a 17-footer from the baseline. That's Cunningham's first points of the game, and the Streaks up five now as they're getting into a little bit of an offensive rhythm here.
Hit our first three shots of the period. Now we need to get a stop here.
Gadian across midcourt. Passes it up to Ronnebeck on the left side, Atem Agat. Up top, backdoor cut, Ellis, catch, but a miss this time. Good defense by the Streaks down low. Price with a rebound, brings it into the front court, feeds it into the right corner. Anderson fires it down to McCants. Pump fake, steps back, up and in.
Nice body control, being able to clear himself there and score. Jalen having an outstanding game so far.
I said the Streaks are in a little bit of a rhythm here. They've scored seven in a row with 4 minutes to go in the first half, and it forces a UT 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and run through, while we've got a moment, what the Taylorville tournament looks like. There was some indication that with the tornado that went through A week ago on Saturday, damaged over 500 homes.
Terrible, just a terrible tragedy.
More than 30 homes destroyed. There was some talk about whether or not the Taylorville tournament might be delayed. There was never any talk that I heard that it wouldn't happen, but there was at least a little initial indication that maybe it might be delayed. They released the schedule late this afternoon. It will still be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 27th through the 29th. The Streaks will be in a three-game pool with Dunlap, Rochester, and Sterling. Has a very familiar feel to it. And the opener on Thursday night, the Streaks will play Rochester at 7 o'clock on the first game in that tournament.
Brad, it's a great tournament, a great community, just a wonderful event.
And they're passing the hat here tonight to raise funds for those who are willing to donate to help out the folks down in Taylorville.
Our prayers and thoughts go out to that community.
Quick pass down low to Davion Ellis. They ran it well coming out of the UT timeout, and it's a five-point Galesburg lead. A hesitation drive by Nick, and he takes it all the way with a left hand, and the Streaks restore the seven-point lead. 3.5 minutes to go for the half.
Wonderful job by Nick there, attacking that gap there and being aggressive. We've been very aggressive to the basket.
Fields has four. And a foul away from the ball will be against the Silver Streaks, a defensive foul. I think they're going to call that on Fields, trying to fight through a screen, and they do. That's his first. And the fourth team foul against the Silver Streaks. Cunningham has two, and Coach Mike Reynolds has been strategically getting him in and out of the lineup. He's out on the floor right now, guarding Davion Ellis on the outside. Ellis will play down low, and Cunningham will try to stick with him down there. In the left corner, Jean-Luc Wilson trying to shake and bake, but he can't lose Eric Price. Now reverses directions back to Jean-Luc Wilson, who drives baseline, lays it in. Good ball movement by UT to open up that spot along the baseline. It's a five-point Galesburg lead.
One of the few times, Brad, we've given up the baseline or a dribble drive. We've done a good job of that tonight.
McCants passes out of the trap. Fields drives again. Shot rolls off the rim. Rebound underneath by Agat. That's his first for United Township. Good aggressive move by Fields, but the shot just wouldn't fall. Agat on the outside. Trying to dribble around McCants. Stays with him. Forces the pass back out with 2:40 to go for the half. Jean-Luc Wilson out high, patient on the dribble, standing between the half-court line and the volleyball line just to the right of the center circle. Now passes it away right side to Wilson on the wing. Gets it right back into the corner. Agat pulls McCants out. Agat trying to put the ball on the floor. Does. Goes around McCants on the baseline, but he traveled with it. I thought maybe he stepped out of bounds as he looked a little off balance on that dribble drive. And good defense by McCants. Even though Agat got around him, he just
gave him no room.
Yeah, just throw his rhythm off.
Jalen's been very good defensively here tonight. Been an outstanding player on the floor.
2:10 to go here in the first half. On the right side, McCants. Silver Streaks made their first five shots and two free throws in the quarter, but now they turn it over. That's their third of the quarter, seventh of the game. And the Panthers down five, under 2 minutes to go for the half. Across midcourt, Gadian. Shakes right, and a block by Fields on the drive. Rebound, Jalen McCants. Leads the break. Right corner, Anderson steps inside the arc, shoots off the rim. Rebound, Fields taps it to himself. Out to Sampson. One pass over to Quinn, and he traveled with it. Like the extra pass by Mitchell, I was hoping Quinn would just take it right up. He ended up traveling with it.
Yeah, nice sequence by the Streaks there. Great job by Nick Fields, keeping it alive there.
Yeah.
Tapped it out. Got good ball movement. And again, just couldn't convert.
So still a five-point Galesburg lead with a minute 35 to go second quarter. On the right side, curling around, Wilson cut off by Price. Now steps right back and forces up a tough shot. Rolls off the rim. Eric Price with the rebound, leading the break for the Silver Streaks. Now has it up top of the volleyball line just outside the arc. Backs up with a left-hand dribble with a minute 15 to go second quarter.
We'll be in no hurry here.
Fields pulls it back out. Now Nickelgaard will lead the offense here as he takes it all the way into the center circle. Dribbles his way right. McCants comes out, feeds it into the lane. Shot up by Eric. Looks like he hitched on it. He should have just taken it straight up. I don't know if he anticipated somebody there, but he was wide open, and he just hitched a little bit, and he threw off his shot. Rebound UT, under a minute to go for the half. 22-17 Galesburg. I feel like the Silver Streaks lead should be bigger right now. They've really played pretty well here in the second quarter, but UT, to their credit, has hung in there, not letting the Streaks get away from them. Agat on the outside. McCants pokes it away. Agat recovers.
Great rotation.
Feeds it into the lane and throws it away. Silver Streaks with a steal as Fields picks it off. Now Nick slows it down in the backcourt with 25 seconds to go. Mike Reynolds calls the team out, says let's hold for the last shot. Streaks have not done this well in the first five games. Can they execute here?
We'll need to go at about 10.
UT will not come out and force the issue, which will help the Silver Streaks.
And we'll run some type of set out of this zone offense here.
Fields with it in the left corner. Gives right back to Quinn. Up top to Jalen McCants with four. Open three. Shoots off the back iron. High rebound, and nobody can control it as the horn sounds. Not sure that's the shot the Silver Streaks really wanted, but they take a five-point lead to the half at 22-17. Take a timeout, come back, take a look at the first half numbers, talk things over with the coaching staff, check out scores from around the area as well. 22-17, Gelsbrook at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL, WGIL.com, and your TuneIn radio app.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead United Township 22-17. Galesburg had that little 7-0 run that put them up 7 at 20-13, forcing a United Township timeout halfway through the second quarter. From that point on, the Silver Streaks offense wasn't quite the same, scoring only 2 points, but still a five-point lead at the half. But what did you see there, Steve, after that timeout by UT that kind of broke the Streaks' rhythm?
I think that Coach Weber has a very good timeout. That was one to stop the bleeding a little bit. I think he reminded his players, again, about what they need to do, who they are, the things that they need to do, and also that fight that he's talked a lot about, to compete. And they shored things up a little bit. I was very impressed with our half. We played outstanding defense. We certainly improved on giving up drives. We rotated well. We rebounded the ball beautifully, as is our six rebound advantage there. And down here, for the most part, we shot the ball nicely, but we really attacked, and he must attack a zone. So overall, our play in the first half, both on the offensive end and especially the defensive end, was outstanding. This is a nice ball club UT has.
Take a look at our first half statistics, starting off with the team numbers. Our halftime statistics are brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
For us, we were 8 out of 19 from the field. They were 8 out of 18, so pretty much a wash there. 42%, 44% respectively. Neither team shot the three ball very well. We want to shoot it better against our zone. We were 1 for 7, and they were 1 for 6. A real key is we out-rebounded them 14-8, limited them to one shot for the most part, and were able to get a couple stick backs. Turnovers, 8-7, a couple of those for the most part were unforced. Some questionable, I guess, is the best term to put in terms of interpretation of the Euro step and some jump stops there, but both teams, for the most part, handled the ball against two very fine defensive teams, both playing a little bit different styles.
Free throw shooting. Panthers got to the line only once, and Atem Agat missed both of those. Silver Streaks were 5 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. We'll take a break. 22-17 is the Silver Streaks lead at the half. When we come back, individual scoring, and we'll check out scores from around the area as Galesburg leads here over United Township at the break on Jersey Night in the student section. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
At Galesburg Toyota, the holidays have us thinking about all the things we're thankful for. So here's our top five. Number one, our customers. You make doing business possible. Number two, our employees. We have the best, and they make your customer experience a breeze. Number three, our products. They're the most reliable, safest, and stylish vehicles on the market today. And my, are they pretty. Number four, our community. It's full of warm hearts. And number five, that new car smell. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Thanks for being part of our list. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL with this community reminder. Faith United Methodist Church in Galesburg will be presenting Christmas music as performed by Bob and the Believers on Saturday, December 8th during the church's 5:30 p.m. worship service. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clear skies tonight, a low near 15 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow, high near 31. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low of 16, and mostly sunny for your Sunday with a high near 33. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low of 16, and sunshine on Monday with a high of 35. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 17 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The president has the ability to get this done, even withstanding this opposition that he faces.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead United Township 22-17. Let's give you our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. In the Western Big Six after one quarter at Rock Island, Moline leads the host Rocks by two, 15-13. Quincy looking for its first win of the season, 0-5 coming in at Alleman, but they're up on top of the Pioneers at the half, 33-18. Elsewhere, Dunlap, whom the Silver Streaks will see later this season, leads Washington by six. Heading into the fourth quarter in that game, 35-29. Mercer County, a big lead over Port Byron, Riverdale, and Rockridge, shutting down Fulton, a 13-point lead, 29-16. The Rockets on top of that one, heading into the final quarter. Here, the Silver Streaks are on top, 22-17. Let's finish out the stats with the individual scoring in the first half for United Township. Davion Ellis leads the Panthers with six. Atem Agach and Jean-Luc Wilson has four, each have four. Griffin Ronnebach with three. That's all of the Panthers scoring in the first half, 17 for UT. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants leads the way with seven. He also has four rebounds to lead the Streaks. Next up, Justin Endoff off the bench with five. Eric Price and Nick Fields each have four. Keith Cunningham, a quiet two. Quinn Anderson... Mitchell Sampson, Tylan Parks have all played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead it by five here at the half, 22-17. No Galesburg High School boys basketball for you tomorrow here on WGIL as the Silver Streaks are off for a second straight Saturday, but they do have a home game on the Tuesday night coming up in a few days, a rare Tuesday night game, but with the changes in what the IHSA has allowed in scheduling in high school basketball, Tuesday games will become more frequent, especially with the addition of two teams in the Western Big Six, which will force some more Tuesday night games as well. So coming up this Tuesday night, the Macomb Bombers will be in town for a non-conference game. That will be the final home game of the 2018 portion of the schedule for the Silver Streaks. Hope you can be with us. Reinhardt's out of the locker room. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Steve Cheeseman with Ryan.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium at halftime, Streaks have a 22-17 lead over UT. Really good half, especially defensively, Coach.
Well, defensively, we knew we had a good rig going here against these guys tonight. The matchups are pretty solid. Matchup size-wise, pretty good with us. All we got to do is make sure we keep them contained, keep them away from the rim, and rebound.
So that's the key to the second half. What else?
Offensively, we need to move the ball a little bit better, get better looks, cut a little bit harder, and then we're going to be able to get easier shots up.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go get them.
Thanks to Ryan Hart, assistant coach of the Silver Streaks, joining us here at the half where Galesburg leads 22-17. For the Silver Streaks, second half will feature Fields, Cunningham, Price, Anderson, and McCann. So the same five who started the game will start the second half for Galesburg. For the Panthers, it'll be Gadian, Wilson, Ronnebeck, Agat, and Ellis. So the same five who started the game to start the third quarter for United Township as well. 5-point Galesburg lead. Panthers will have the ball to start off quarter number three, with Moline and Quincy also leading in Western Big Six Conference action. Quincy's game was at the half. Moline's game was at the end of just the first quarter. Here we're ready to start the third quarter at John Thiel Gym. First home game of the conference season for the Silver Streaks, and last home game in the conference until 2019. Panthers with the ball starting off quarter number three. Agat up top at the volleyball line. Ellis comes out high for it on the right elbow. Up top, a catch and a release by Ronnebeck drains it from the top of the arc.
And that's what they wanted right out of the half. Gets a good shot, an open shot, and preferably a three ball and convert it.
Streaks scored that 7-point run in the second quarter to take the lead. UT called a timeout, got a basket coming out of it. Good feed to the inside by Cunningham, but he was surrounded by UT defenders clogging that lane, and a stutter step trying to catch the ball and get up with it. That's the ninth Galesburg turnover. So now the Panthers with a chance to tie it back up. Since the Streaks went on that 7-0 run, they've been outscored 7-2. And UT trying to tie it back up or regain the lead here, just underway in the third quarter. And a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Eric Price on that one. I think Eric was trying to fight through a screen. I take it back. They called it on McCants. Jalen McCants, just his first on the Silver Streaks. So UT will reset the offense with a trigger coming from the right of the basket on the baseline. It'll be Wilson who pulls the trigger, lobs it up top, gets it to Ellis. Down to the outside, Agat, and they swing it back around up top. 22-20 Galesburg, early third quarter. Gadeon coming out for it, Ellis, or rather Wilson, right in front of the front end of the UT bench. Quick feed down low and a good catch up and in by Ellis, who got free, flashing around underneath the basket. We're tied at 22.
We watched the ball a little bit, and then that allowed the defender to cut behind and be wide open there for a bunny.
Left side three by Price. Stepped into a long three, but he missed it, and the rebound deflected out. Ellis with a tip out to the outside. Gadian leading the break. Wilson gets the layup, and the Panthers have regained the lead, and they have struck quickly coming out of the halftime locker room.
Seven straight points here to begin the half.
And a foul into the front court as McCants tries to take it up the near sideline. Gadian stepped in front of him.
Key here, stop the bleeding. Settle in. Be who you are here. Run solid offense, solid defense, and stay in the moment here.
So many times, Steve, when we talk to you, as you just did with Ryan Hart coming out of the locker room, and even today you still talk about the importance of the first 3 minutes of the second half. First 3 minutes, not the last 3 minutes. We'll talk about that here at the next opportunity. Cunningham up top, needing some help, now passes it away. Here's Endoff into the game for Quinn Anderson. Trapped in the corner, gets it up top to Price, misses the three-pointer. Rebound deflected off the hands of McCants. Cunningham gets in, battles for it. Ball knocked out of bounds, and UT will get it back. So why the first 3 minutes? Why so important?
It sets the tone for everything you're going to do in the second half, and it gives you momentum. It also can erase what happened in the previous half in terms of those things. It really does set the tone for the entire second half of the ball game. And it's important at every level. I heard an NBA coach talking about it the other day. I mean, it's just something that is critical.
So through the first 2 minutes, 10 seconds, UT has done exactly that, outscoring the Silver Streaks 7-0 coming out of the halftime locker room. And they have the ball here after a Galesburg miss at the other end. Streaks have missed their first two shots, both three-pointers by Eric Price. So down to 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Panthers trying to build on a 2-point lead. Their biggest lead was 3 back at 7-4 in the first quarter. And there's the backdoor cut. Wilson gets fouled as Price comes over a step too late. And that'll be the second of the game on Eric Price. They really set that up beautifully. We could see it happening from up here in the corner.
It's a staple of Coach Weber's offense where you get out, get a man out on an island. You use a little head fake or jab step and then cut to the basket, and very successful. And we've done a good job of that, but there, a great fake there, and he gets the foul.
Gadeon with the first free throw, matching UT's biggest lead here at 25-22. Second one coming. Up and off the back iron. Jalen McCants gets up high for the right-handed rebound. He's got five boards to lead the streaks. Galesburg down three, under 5:20 to go third quarter. I'll share a halftime score with you in girls basketball here in a moment, Steve. This one is astonishing. Here's McCants, open right wing three. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Jean-Luc Wilson. Now, you know, Jalen's knocked down some threes, but I don't think that's a shot the streaks really want.
No, again, no rhythm to that, no ball movement. Just sort of a standstill three that's stagnant.
In fact, everything the streaks have shot in this quarter has been from behind the arc. Now UT launches one. That one's off the mark, but Wilson chases down his own rebound and moving to the basket, lays it in, and that forces a Galesburg timeout. I don't blame Mike Reynolds.
No, we're flat-footed, and they've got to jump in their step here and timeout to stem the momentum here a little bit. Good timeout.
Full timeout. 4:43 to go. UT on a 10-0 run to start the second half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Yem Automotive Group has teamed up with Costa Catholic Academy for the 12 Days of Christmas Countdown. Happy Holidays! This is Sarah Yem. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Costa, to learn all about this incredible holiday fundraiser. Daily cash prizes, and one lucky ticket holder will win their choice of a new Chevrolet Camaro, a new GMC Canyon, a new Ford Escape, or $18,000 in cash. The Costa 12 Days of Christmas Countdown with Yem Automotive Group in Galesburg. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Costa.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks trail by 5, 27-22. However, they're doing better than the Pekin girls tonight. Morton leads Pekin at halftime in that Mid Illini game. 53-0.
Oh.
Nothing. In a basketball game, a high school basketball game. Here's a driving reverse layup by Eric Price. So the Streaks come out of the locker room doing nothing but shooting threes. Mike Reynolds calls a timeout, and they attack the basket.
And we were aggressive in the first half going to the basket, and that was one of our successes, and get back to what got you there.
Again, they clear out on the right side, the feed to the inside. Wilson got trapped underneath. Ellis comes over to help out, passes to him, lays it in. Their ball movement very good right now, and this catching the Streaks a step too late defensively. Price and McCants in the backcourt. Jalen across midcourt, feeds it down low. Reversed by Keith, and he got fouled on the way up. Good turnaround jumper from the left side of the lane, and Keith will have to earn it from the free throw line. On the season, Keith 15 out of 22, 68% on the season, and that's the third foul on Keith Cunningham. But again, attacking the basket, and they're getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, attacking the basket here is the recipe for success.
Cunningham's first one up and in. He's been held quiet offensively in his return game against his former school, United Township. That's just his third point of the night. One basket in the first half, one of two shooting. He got into some foul trouble early, but he's played more in control since then. Second free throw up and in as well.
And I've noticed Keith is doing a better job of playing through foul trouble.
And Streaks are going to get it back on a horrible inbound pass by Atem Agat to the right of the backboard. He threw it in and it hit the back of the backboard and deflected out of bounds. So the Streaks are going to get it under their own basket.
And again, you can't throw it from one side of the backboard to the other side, or that will happen more times than not.
Here's Larry Price, left corner, but he's too long on the three, and the weak side rebound by Agat. Would have tied the game. Instead, it's a three-point Panther lead, 29-26, under three. Well, as we approach a three-and-a-half-minute mark. Now they go for the weave again out high. Defensively, Anderson falls down. Wilson shoots over him, and McCants goes up high, locks onto the rebound, and Wilson got a hand in there on the ball. Jalen had position for it, and the held ball is called, but the Streaks do hang on to it. I'm giving a Jalen a rebound on that one. That was an impressive rebound.
And I thought the official out here on the left side was going to call a foul over the back there, and he had a better perspective of that than the official underneath that didn't see that. But the jump ball wins out.
Jalen Rose, a 5'10 junior for the Panthers, checks in as Dazla Gadian gets a rare breather for the Panthers. Three-point UT lead. McCants across midcourt.
Beautiful
no-look pass inside to Cunningham. Got tripped up, falls down. No foul called, and the Streaks turn it over. A drive by Rose into traffic. Lost the handle on the ball. Gets it out to Agat, who hits a three.
Tough sequence there where we give up the turnover where he may have been fouled to the three ball on the other end of transition.
I wasn't so sure there wasn't a travel down here in the lane by Rose when he ran into traffic. And now here's a lob by the Streaks, and McCants got too far under the basket. He couldn't get the shot up over the rim, and it got rebounds.
Good find by Eric, and he just couldn't get the ball under control to get the lob pass in.
Panthers with their biggest lead at 32-26, looking for more with 2:40 to go third quarter. Up top, Jean-Luc Wilson around a screen, down the lane, reverse with the right hand, missed it. And there's Jalen again locking on with a one-armed rebound. Leads a break. Panthers get back defensively.
Great pass.
No look to Keith up and in.
No look pass. Wonderful pass by Jalen.
Now the Streaks call a 30-second timeout to reset here with 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Trailing by four, 32-28.
And you can see not necessarily that we're recapturing momentum by any means, but we're starting to get, as you say, reset. We're starting to get ourselves straightened out a little bit here where we were flat-footed and a step behind to begin the half.
UT leads 32-28, 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. Kiwani with a 38-35 lead in their third quarter game. UT has shot the lights out here in the third quarter, but again, it's been as much about their offensive execution and how they've just passed around and picked apart the Silver Streaks defense attacking the basket. Quincy with a 15-point lead at Alleman halfway through the third quarter in that game. It's 44-29 Blue Devils. Streaks put on the full court press. UT breaks it into the front court. They feed it into the corner. Ronnebeck passes it up. Back up top it goes. The fake by Badian. Now gets it to the right side. And Agat tries to go around Jalen McCants. And Jalen just stuck the hip out a little bit. Got him.
Yeah, he just got himself in a tough position there, Brad. And when he did that, he gave up the baseline there and fouled.
That's as much about the crisp ball movement by UT there. Got the Streaks chasing
him. Absolutely.
A little bit
again. Great point.
Now Gadian will inbound left of his basket toward the corner to our left down below on the baseline. Gets it in on the inbound to Ronnebeck, guarded by Nick Fields. They did not allow him to catch and shoot as he did in the first half. Now the weave back up top. Agat, they work it around to the left side. Gadian dribbles it back up high, guarded by Cunningham. 4-point Panther lead under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Western Big Six is very balanced this year from top to bottom. Little crossover dribble. Pass to the right side to Ronnebeck. Passes up the shot, though. Now back up top it goes to Gadian. Works around a screen, but Anderson picks him up. Now Wilson fires a three and hits. Well, that's too bad. I thought the Streaks played pretty good defense on that
very
set.
Good defense there and a big shot there.
Wilson gives the Panthers a 7-point lead. Under a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Now Eric Price spins, drives, shovels it up, and banks it in.
That's a SportsCenter highlight there. That
I guess.
Little shovel and a little scoop shot there.
He spun around his man on the outside into the lane. Now goes for the steal at the other end and banks the shot off the leg of Wilson out of bounds, forcing a UT turnover. Streaks down five with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter. And a chance to cut a little closer here as we approach the one-minute mark. Fields, Anderson, and Price in the backcourt. Anderson into the front court to Nick Fields. Dribbles away from the defense. Now back up top into the midcourt circle to Price. Right back to Nick into the left corner. Cunningham. They back off him. He squares up. Passes up the three. Kicks it back out. McCants in the lane flashing open. Wanting the ball. Quinn keeps it on the outside. Reverses back to Cunningham. Dribbles into the corner, trying to shake and bake his man. Gets around him. Teardrop floater won't go down. And the rebound by Solis underneath. Good move by Keith. Just couldn't finish. Down to 35 seconds to go, third quarter. And the Panthers with a 5-point lead on the ball.
Big defensive series here.
And you can see that one coming. Wilson dribbling toward the sideline as Ryan Weber wanted a full timeout to call up and design a play here with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And he's very good at that. And Coach Reynolds will certainly talk about some of the options here that Coach Weber will go to here. So we'll have an equally good strategy here to defend it. It'll just be who's able to force their will.
Tells you something, doesn't it, in a Western Big Six Conference game? Use the final 31 seconds of the third quarter like a final play of the half, call a timeout. I mean, it just shows how valuable and certainly how much Ryan Weber values every possession
absolutely.
In a conference
game. Absolutely, and I think we can see over the years here, certainly in modern Western Big Six basketball, that every possession is a value. Where the scores are lower, every game seems to be close, and for the most part, like we talked, there's so much parity in the league that, you know, you can win a conference championship out of the pack by doing little things like this.
And winning on the road.
Winning on the road.
35-30 as the Panther lead. 31 seconds to go here at the end of the third quarter. Silver Streaks make no personnel changes coming out of their timeout. Out of the UT timeout with the ball, it'll still be Wilson, Gadian. Ronnebeck stays on the floor. Ellis and Agat. So the five starters coming out of the timeout. They got Ian Solis out. And they got Ellis back in with those three fouls. For the final 31 seconds of the third quarter, Gadian on the dribble out high near half court, guarded by Anderson, at least forcing the count. To the left side, Jean-Luc Wilson dribbles up top, now backs up toward half court, guarded by
Too
Price.
Too early, Coach Weber said, and he's right.
Down to 13 seconds. Left side, this is Wilson with it, tries to go back door, and Price got a foot in there. And it deflected out of bounds. 8 seconds to go.
And again, you've got a sense when you're by yourself on an island that there's going to be a backdoor situation. Good substitution here by Coach Reynolds to bring Tylan Parks, an outstanding defender, into the ballgame here.
Picking up a little speed, giving Price a little bit of an extra breather here for the final 8 seconds of the third quarter.
And keeping him from getting his third foul here as well.
Anderson will guard the inbound. The lob goes in. Turnaround baseline shot badly missed by Ellis. And weak side rebound by Fields. And he gets knocked to the floor by Agat. He didn't do it on purpose, but their legs got tangled up. And now the Streaks have it back with 4 seconds to go. They have to take it the length of the court. And Parks sits down. Justin Endoff checks in. Eric Price will come back in. And Quinn Anderson will sit down.
And that wasn't the shot that Coach Weber drew up out of the the huddle there.
Streaks have to take it the length of the court. 4 seconds. Inbounds to McCants across midcourt. 2 seconds to the right side.
One time.
The three, and he airballs it. End of the third quarter, 35-30. Good defense by Galesburg to end the quarter, but they still trail by five. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedloves in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3 quarters gone at John Field Gymnasium. Galesburg trails heading into the final quarter, and the Panthers have the ball, leading 35-30. But Nick Fields pokes the ball away, picks up a steal. Gets it into the front court, but give the Panthers credit. They get back defensively. Now Price on the outside, steps inside, runs to the left side, banks in a tough shot. And the Streak cut the deficit to five now at 35-32. Here's the full court press. Agat in the backcourt, gets it away into the hands of Gadian. Nearly forced a steal down in the far corner. Now the Panthers will try to spread out the floor a little bit, run some clock, and try to go backdoor, find a cutter to the basket. There's a pass down low. Ellis was open, but it went through his hands.
Big two break for us there.
Two turnovers. 42 seconds. The Panthers have turned it over as many times in the fourth quarter as they did the entire third quarter. And the Streaks down three can get within one or tie it up here early fourth quarter.
I'd love to get the crowd into it here, Brad.
Panthers outscored the Streaks. 18-8 took the crowd out of the game in that third quarter. Gelsberg trying to get the energy back here in the beginning of the fourth. Fields down low. Cunningham trapped and double dribbled with it. First Gelsberg turnover, 11th of the night. Both teams with 11 turnovers. And now we got the officials. I think we just had a delay for one of the UT players. Maybe it was tying a shoe or something. Mike Reynolds is asking for a clarification. He's not going to get it on that double dribble called. Here comes the trap again on Agat. Falls backward. Lost it. Price with a steal. Now Eric dribbles it back out high. Three turnovers in the first minute of the fourth quarter for the Panthers.
Great trap there in our 1-2-2 full court zone press.
You know, as much as Agat's game has come along since last year, he still is awkward at times, and the Streaks have taken advantage of that several times here. Fields dribbles to the baseline. Gets it back out to Price. Around a screen for three. Ties it up! He ties it up with a bomb from the right wing! It's 35-all, 6:20 to go in the game. Wilson into the front court. Agat. UT with numbers. Agat drives. Cut off. Gets it out to Ellis. Skips it back up top to Gadian. Drives, and Anderson reaches in. Stops the penetration, but draws the foul. Foul on the floor, the fourth against the Silver Streaks, and the Panthers will have to inbound.
And not a bad foul there.
Only
that would have
first.
Been a layup.
Yep, just his first. 6:12 to go in the game. We're tied up at 35.
Eric Price, great start to the period.
He's got 9.5, 13 for the game to lead the Streaks. Lob on the inbound, a catch and a tip and a miss by Ellis. And Price with a rebound. They executed it well, but Ellis didn't finish. Streaks can regain the lead here. Price up top. Streaks want to find a good shot here. Fields on the outside on the right wing. Up top to Price. Gives it back to Nip. Nick backs up. Now he's going to dribble left into the midcourt circle. Under 6 minutes to go in a tie ball game. McCants up top. Finds Keith. Open. Layup. Streaks are back on top.
And Jalen delivered that pass right where he needed to. He's done a good job passing from the high post.
And another foul on Anderson as a tough pass up the far sideline in front of the scoring table. Right in front of the scoring table, Gadian and Anderson going for the ball, and they get a foul on Quinn. So Quinn picks up two quick ones, five team fouls on the Streaks, and UT calls a full timeout. As the Streaks have come out in the fourth quarter with some energy, they scored the first seven, and they have a two-point lead here with 5:38 to go in the game. Well, I mentioned to you off-air during the break, Steve, that UT did to Gelsberg what the Streaks did at Rock Island last week. Didn't play that great of a first half, but hung in there. Down to the rocks at the half on the road. Came out and played a really strong third quarter, but then Rocky hit that big shot at the end of the third to get the lead back, and it turned out to be the momentum as they opened up the lead and pulled away in the fourth quarter. I said to you, Streaks need to do that now on their home court. So far, it's a great first 2 minutes and 22 seconds of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I liked how Coach Reynolds started here in a, in the 1-2-2 full court press. We got traps, and when you get traps, you've got a great chance. And we got the trap there, converted that into a layup, and got another trap and converted that out of the turnover to a three-point shot. Eric Price and Jalen McCants both making big difference, and you want your big-time players in big games to come up big.
UT coming out of the full timeout, trailing to the Silver Streaks now by two. Gadian, left side, Wilson. Into the hands of Ellis, way out away from the basket, which is where the Streaks won it. They get into the hands of Ronnebeck. If he can contest everything towards Ronnebeck, he won't be able to catch and shoot. And now here's a pass through the hands of Gadian. Streaks with another steal at midcourt, but they can't get the transition. And Fields, trying to dribble out of it, gets a little out of control and loses the ball out of bounds.
And we force them to turn it over four times here early in the fourth period.
Four times in the first 2 minutes. 47 seconds of the fourth quarter after they turned it over twice the entire third quarter. And the last one was just careless. Gadian took his eyes off the ball or something, a little bit high, and it went off his shoulder and right into the hands of the Silver Streaks. But again, give UT credit. They get back defensively. They don't allow any transition buckets. And now McCants slips out, trying to go for at least to disrupt the defense. And he makes some contact on the far sideline, and the next foul on the Silver Streaks will put UT in the bonus with just over 5 minutes to go.
And as importantly, just an unforced foul that gives Jalen his third.
Contested skip pass on the inbound. Cunningham got a hand on it, but Agat was able to come up with it.
Oh,
and now Keith on the outside reaches in on Agat and picks up his foul.
Tough
and that's
call.
His third. That's Keith's first foul since the first quarter. And it puts Agat at the free throw line where he missed two back in the first quarter. Well, the officials have really started to clamp down on this game.
And but Keith, it looked to me like he was just playing really good, yeah, hard-nosed, man-to-man pressure defense there. And
I thought so, too. Agat misses the free throw. Price comes left to right through the lane to collect his fifth rebound. And the streak, still in a tie ball game, can regain with a two-point lead here. Trying to add to it with 4:50 to go. Scoops it back to Fields in the midcourt circle. McCants, Cunningham, Anderson, and Price for the Silver Streaks. Jalen out high.
Penetrate and use your pass fakes here.
See if the Streaks can work the ball side to side here a little bit too. Try to find an opening that way. Cunningham up top. Quinn Anderson. Ball fake. Drives. Left-handed shot. Can't finish it. Rebound Agat for United Township. Like the idea by Quinn, but he never really could free himself up, even using the body to try to protect himself and get off the shot. Panthers with the ball down two as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number four. Agat on the left elbow, trying to work around McCants, gets the steps on him, drives, offensive foul! Price flashed over into the lane, stood there and waited, and he was right there to draw the offensive foul, the third of the game on Agat,
about,
and the fifth turnover in the fourth quarter.
About anticipating there, Brad, and then stepping up. You're not going to get that call underneath the basket. Eric anticipated it, stepped up, took the charge, beautiful play, a big play.
A Dave's Auto Body crunch time play of the game candidate for Eric Price as the Streaks protect a two-point lead with the ball. 3:50 to go in the game. Cunningham on the left wing to Fields. Working his way back into the midcourt circle. Now McCants to the outside. Left side under the wing. Quinn around a screen. They tried to go backdoor to McCants. UT defended it well. Now back up top. Price from down low, squared up for three, missed it, but he got fouled on the arm, and he's going to shoot three free throws, and Ryan Weber is upset now.
You know, fouling the jump shooter, especially when you're contesting it, and especially when it's a three-point shot, just a killer, and Coach Weber ready to pull his hair out on that one.
These officials have heard it a lot tonight from both coaching staffs. Big free throws for Eric Price here. Three of them with 3:31 to go in the game, but he missed the first one. That one wasn't even close.
Reset here and go to work here.
Eric with 9.5, 13 for the game. Knocked down two free throws back in the second quarter. His first one
much
since
better,
then.
Much better. Same thing here.
Second one gives the Streaks a three-point lead at 38-35.
And another one here, a two-possession lead.
Up. And off the back iron, and Cunningham trying to slip behind a man into the lane, and they're going to call a foul on McCants, setting up as the officials give the hand motions to indicate that Jalen tried to sweep the man out of the way. So that's going to be the fourth of the game on Jalen McCants now. Price missed the free throw anyway.
And that goes to the point there, Brad, where that foul over there along the bench, 40 feet from the basket there, is just a tough foul, an unforced foul, and now you're in. You got four fouls and got to play through that with 3:30 to go here in the game.
He's going to put Agat back at the line where he's 0-for-3 tonight. First one up and in. Made the all-important front end of the one and bonus. Two-point Galesburg lead at 38-36. Quincy's 5 minutes away from its first win of the season. They lead at Alleman, 62-37. Second one by Agat, in and out. Rebound Cunningham. Still a two-point lead for the Silver Streaks. Agat is 1-for-5 from the line tonight. Under 3.5 to play, Silver Streaks looking for their fifth win, first conference win, and trying to snap the Panthers' five-game winning streak. Anderson in the midcourt circle. Left side Price, right side Keith, tries to drive. Little push off on Agat, frees himself up. Now Quinn with a drive, dish into the
one
corner.
One more move, how about it,
back
one
out.
Time.
McCants off the mark for three. Rebound tipped out to Eric Price. Back to Anderson, drives left baseline, and he gets fouled on the way to the basket, and Quinn's going to shoot two free throws. That'll be the fourth of the game on 6'5 senior Atim Agat.
An aggressive move there. UT's gone to a man here to try to put pressure and give a little change of pace, and we're attacking here again, being able to beat them off the dribble.
Love the tip out on the rebound to give the Streaks another opportunity. And then they were quick with the ball movement to swing it around in the circle. And Quinn took the opportunity to drive the baseline, and he gets his first point of the night.
And, Brad, you're right. Great sequence. There's no way he could rebound that with both hands and tipping it out to where we had personnel really big.
Quinn's second free throw is off the mark. And, again, we have a foul down along the baseline. They're going to call this one on Eric Price, doing the same thing. The official makes the same motion that he whistled Jalen McCants for on the foul on the Eric Price free throw a moment ago. This one goes against Price, his third, and we're going to walk it to the other end, and Ellis will shoot a 1-1 on the ninth Galesburg team foul. Three-point Galesburg lead, just under 3 minutes to go in the game. The officials aren't going to get any Christmas cards from anyone on either side of the gym here tonight.
No, just...
Lots of frustration.
Yeah, absolutely. And deservedly so here. Understandably so.
39-37 as Ellis knocks down the first free throw. He's got 5.5, 11 for the game. 2-point Silver Streaks lead. Second one by Ellis, and the lefty knocks it down. UT is within one. 39-38.
They're in a 1-2-2, full court trap.
Price to get us. Fields across midcourt to Anderson. Now to the right wing, McCants. Up top, Price feeds it left side. Fields is open, fakes, tries baseline. Right-handed shot, missed it. Rebound put back. Third time by McCants, won't go. Price with a rebound, up and off the back iron. Knocked out of bounds by UT. The crowd is dying with every shot. The Streaks haven't put it through, but they get it back.
And a great job of battling and competing. We're being aggressive on the glass. I mean, you can't say enough about how both ball clubs have competed here tonight.
Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound. End off on the inbound into the game. Out of the outside, Price. Still a 1-point Galesburg lead, 2.5 minutes to go. 39-38. Price with a hard, aggressive left-handed dribble out high, baiting the defense out. Now he gets it back after they pass
travel
the corner,
there.
And Eric traveled with it. He saw the opening down the lane, and he got too excited about it and did not get the dribble down in time.
Good call by the officials there. Yep, he ran with it. Like you said, he got too excited, saw the opening, and ran with it before he put the ball on the floor.
Weathersfield with a 67-51 win over Sherrard in other boys' basketball action tonight. Here, the Panthers trailing the Silver Streaks by one. UT with the ball, 2:15 to play in the game. 39-38 Galesburg. On the right side, Gadian in the corner. Finds a man down low, Ellis, and goes up with the left hand on the reverse side of Cunningham, and that puts the Panthers back on top. A good find down low, and a good job by Ellis to use his body to protect the shot. 1-point Panther lead, 40-39, under 2 minutes to play. Silver Streaks built a brief 3-point lead in this quarter, but it's gone away. Fields up top. McCants flashing through the lane, and Mike Reynolds calls timeout. Minute 43 to go, and all he has left is a full timeout. 40-39. We'll take a quick timeout ourselves. 1:43 to play. Panthers lead by one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I don't want to. I don't think I can.
Okay, I understand. Then we won't.
But we need to.
Yeah, you keep saying that. But when we get ready to do it, you freak out!
For a lot of people, the stress of having a bathroom remodeled is enough reason to put it off altogether. What if I could promise to get it done before you had time to worry about it? At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, all we need is a few days to transform the look of your bathroom with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. For the quickest and most stress-free remodel available, 342 Heat. That's 342 Heat.
Congratulations to Van Steckelberg of Galesburg, who unwrapped a $250 running starter kit from 6140 Run, playing WGIL's Pick a Present. To find out how you can play, go to WGIL.com.
40-39, United Township with the lead over the Galesburg boys basketball team. 1:43 to play here. Silver Streaks coming out of a full timeout. They have one remaining. It'll be Fields, Cunningham, McCants, Anderson, and Price. Ellis, Wilson, Agat, Ronnebeck, and Gadian off the bench for UT coming out of their end of the timeout. Quinn Anderson wide open on the left wing. The pass goes right through his hands. Right through his hands. Quinn was looking for the ball to shoot it before he even had a chance to collect it.
And they got lost on defense, and he would have had a wide open one. Just
sure
a tough, bad break there.
Down to a minute 35. Still a lot of time to go. Streaks defense up here, trailing
get a
by
trap
one.
Here.
They got a trap in the backcourt. Wilson, or rather, Gadian dribbles back and out of it. Now into the front court. Down below us, Ronnebeck dribbles it back up top. UT trying to run clock, force the Streaks to chase. Next foul for the Silver Streaks puts UT in the double bonus. On the right side, Wilson. Gadia, it's cleared out on the right side. McCants, a nice job defensively on Ellis, flashing through the lane. Now back up top they go. Gadian trying to shake Cunningham. Gets around him, cut off, pulls it back out. Loses the ball, but he picks it up. And just like that, Ryan Weber calls timeout with a minute four to go. And he's got a 30-second timeout left, and that's what he uses here. With a minute four to play, and the Streaks trailing by one.
Bring Tylan Parks in off the bench here. Defensive substitution. You got to look to try to somewhere or the other intercept the inbounds pass. Go for the trap, go for the steal, and then foul. And again, you're over there talking on the bench, and you have statistics talking about, as well as looking at the trends in the game. Who do you want to foul here?
Agat has not been good at the line tonight, 1 out of 5. Davion Ellis has been to the line only twice, but he knocked down 2 calm, cool, and collected free throws not all that long ago to help the Panthers in this little mini comeback to regain a 1-point lead. They have shot the ball only twice in this quarter. 3 of their 5 points have come from the free throw line. The Panthers have turned it over 5 times. The Streaks are trying to make it a 6th here with just over a minute to play.
Anticipate.
Ellis on the inbound and a bad pass. Stolen by Quinn. Hesitation drive, and he gets mugged into the basket. A huge steal by Quinn Anderson. And a chance to put the Streaks back on top of the free throw line.
For our old-timers, that's Havlicek steals the ball in the NBA playoffs in the 60s against the 76ers.
That's Legadian with his 2nd foul. Anderson to the free throw line, biggest one of the senior's career, and he hits the first one.
Big-time play by Quinn. Let's convert again here and then get a defensive stop.
Remember, Quinn at the free throw line not all that long ago, knocked down the first one, missed the 2nd one, and then the Streaks got called for a foul on battling for position. Minute to go in the game, tied at 40. Quinn's 2nd one, good!
We're going to pick him up and trap here. See if we can force a turnover, at least bad decision-making. And there was a travel there when you get a call.
UT breaks the press. Into the hands, right side, Gadian. Just inside the half-court line, down to 45 seconds to go.
Look for maybe a back door here.
1-point
Gilbert
lead. There they go. Agat with a catch. He lost Price out high. 40 seconds to go. UT back on top by 1. 42-41. Streaks need to play calm and collected here. This is your Dave's Auto Body crunch time of the game right here. Can the Streaks make a play? Price on the dribble up top.
Stay within
now
yourself
Anderson
here.
Now Anderson drives.
One
dishes,
time.
Fields for 3. Short. Rebound UT. And a tie up and a foul called. Wilson grabbed the rebound with 17 and a half seconds to go, and the Streaks immediately fouled him. You could see as soon as Nick let that shot go from the right wing, it was going to come up short. And UT had 2 black jerseyed players right there in position for the rebound. But even if he makes 2 free throws here, it's still a 1-possession game with the Streaks down 1, 17 and a half seconds to go. Wilson was 7 and a half, 11 for the game, his first free throw attempt of the night. He gets 2. The first one up and in. 2-point Panther lead. 43-41. Ryan Weber talked in the pregame. These were the games that they did not win last year. A number of tight games, and they lost a bunch of them. 2nd one, good. Big free throws by Jean-Luc Wilson. It's a 1-possession game, but a 3-point lead, and the Streaks send their 3-point shooter Justin Endoff in with 17 and a half seconds to go. Streaks have to take it the length of the court with Anderson, Price, and McCants in the backcourt.
Cunningham. I think you'll see us call a timeout here as we get over here. Now we're going to call a nose, which is an eyeball screen, and then he rolls off of it.
Price out
there
high, trying to shake his man. Endoff trying to get free, and now Mike Reynolds does call the timeout with 5 seconds to go. They didn't get what they wanted, so they're going to try to set it up coming out of their final timeout with 5 seconds to go. Trailing by 3, 44-41. Well, the danger here is you have no timeouts if you can't get the ball in. But Mike Reynolds takes all those things into consideration. What kind of play do you anticipate, Steve, here to get off a 3-point shot to tie it up?
Well, as we get the ball in, you're going to see some type of screen. I'm guessing a ball screen and a down screen to free up Eric or Justin. And you know, there's not a lot of time to do a lot of that. So you've got basically one pass here that you're going to make, and then another pass from that sequence there, those options with those screens, and then you're going to have to let it go. And again, an offensive rebound isn't going to matter because you won't have time to kick it back out. We have to have a three-point shot here and make it. So it's going to be not necessarily a quick hitter, but the ball in bounds, screens, and then probably one other pass, and then it's going to go.
And then there's always the other side of the coin that people argue in this situation. If you're UT, do you just foul and not even
and
let
that,
it get
and
off?
And that would be my guess here. That would be my guess here because they have an opportunity here in terms of just giving up two, although we would try to miss the second one there, and then you got a scramble.
Fields will pull the trigger for the front of his own basket. McCants gets up free on the outside. Has a dribble at the volleyball lane. Leans in, puts it up. He drew contact, but no foul called. And Mike Reynolds gets in one final parting insult to the officials as Jalen leaned in, trying to launch the three and draw contact, trying to get three free throws. The officials let it go, and the fall is well off the mark, and UT gets a huge win on the road here at Galesburg, 44-41. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff. We'll look at your final statistics and your individual scoring as the Panthers win their sixth straight as they are 2-0 in the conference and the streaks dropped 0-2. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. Postgame show up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Arlene, would you say my mama is an 8 or 9 in slippers?
The last thing your mama needs is another pair of slippers.
But I don't know what else to get her.
Well, why don't you do what I do?
Gift cards seem so impersonal.
And buying something no one wants that's gonna get shoved in a closet for all time is personal? Who are you kidding?
So you're telling me I gotta get gift cards from different places for everyone?
There you go, complicating things again. Does everyone you need to buy a gift for like Arby's?
Whoa, that sure make it easy.
Anybody ever told you you ain't the sharpest burr on the boot?
Arby's gift certificates, the gift that fits for everyone on your list. And while you're there, you gotta try the Arbinator. Roast beef, curly fries, cheddar sauce, Arby's sauce, and horsey sauce, all on a sesame seed bun. Wash it down with a mint chocolate shake, available only for a limited time.
Visit Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'll hang his big head up on the side so you can see it.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Surveya Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Kratty Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Kratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Surveya Mutual Insurance.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no! No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use-it-or-lose-it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clear skies tonight, a low near 15 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow, high near 31. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low of 16, and mostly sunny for your Sunday with a high near 33. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low of 16, and sunshine on Monday with a high of 35. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 17 degrees, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall at home here tonight, 44-41. And what a killer of a way to lose a game here, Steve. A lot of things that we've been kind of looking at, sort of running back aspects of the game in our head in just a few minutes since the game ended. And we can get Coach Reynolds' take on this. We did a lot of things tonight that I think played right into UT's hands. One of the things we were looking at, we won't get to the statistics quite yet, but you brought up that we were 2 of 16 from three-point range, and then we discussed how, for the most part, it's not the guys shooting the threes that we would normally want to shoot the threes. That plays into UT's hands.
And, you know, another thing, Brad, there was not rhythm to those. We didn't get the ball moving or reversed where there's a rhythm with that shot. It was a lot of flat-footed off of one pass, which doesn't lead to good results. So I think both those things there, big-time points in terms of how we shot the ball there.
How much of that is poise, and how much of that is UT's defense just forcing us into doing something where they're dictating what's happening and not us doing what the Streaks want to do?
I think, like lots of things in life, it's a combination of those things. I think that our kids, again, still are going to have to learn, and you learn that by really focusing on that and taking a leadership role on it and understanding your role in it, but you also have to credit UT there for doing the good job of being able to make us do some of the things that we didn't want to do. So, again, a combination of both things.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our final statistics, maybe a little bit, before we get with Coach Reynolds. And that's understandable. He'll probably spend a little bit of extra time in the locker room tonight. Our postgame final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We start off with the team numbers, Mr. Cheeseman.
Yeah, team numbers here tonight. UT shot the ball nicely but didn't get a lot of shots off. We didn't shoot the ball very good tonight. We were 14 out of 41. For 34%. We hit our first three shots of the fourth period, missed our last nine.
Ugh.
Again, we had a miserable night from three-point range at 2 out of 16 for 12%. That's not something that we're going to be pleased with. They were 3 out of 10 from the three-point line and beyond for 30% and shot 17 out of 32 for 53%. And they got a lot of those close range shots to go. They were who they are tonight, trying to get the ball inside and be who they are, and they did a little bit better than we did. We out-rebounded them 26-18, got on the offensive glass a number of times, just sometimes couldn't convert, and the turnover situation was pretty even, 14-15. Again, when you look at this game, I think it's one that we let get away, and they did all the things they needed to do to get a road win here tonight early in the season in a tough place to play against a ball club that's a good ball club, we believe, in the Silver Streaks.
Free throw shooting, UT 6 of 11, Galesburg 11 out of 15. Individual scoring, the Panthers, even though they scored only 44 points tonight, put three players in double figures. Davion Ellis led the way with 14, Jean-Luc Wilson at 13, and also led UT in rebounding with 6. Atem Agat had 10. Griffin Ronnebeck had 6 and only 1 point for Daz Lagadian. So no points off the bench for United Township. For the Silver Streaks tonight, led by Eric Price with 14. Keith Cunningham at 8. Jalen McCant, 7, had 10 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks. Justin Endoff off the bench with 5. Nick Fields, 4. Quinn Anderson with 3. Nobody else scored for the Silver Streaks. 44-41, UT wins it. We'll take a timeout. And our postgame show coverage continues from Thiel Gym up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks.
stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo! Go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on UNLV. Coverage begins immediately after the GHS girls game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Here at the Dave's Auto Body spot there. Why don't we give our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game? Tough to do in a game like this one. Steve, we mentioned it several times down the stretch. We looked at a few things. We thought, well, that could be it. And then the game stayed tight. And then we thought, well, maybe that's going to be it. And the game stayed tight. And unfortunately, we didn't have the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game to get us over the top. But it was still what we came to a quick resolution on this one.
Yeah, textbook definition of a crunch time play of the game. And our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game tonight is Quinn Anderson for that great steal when we needed that, and then getting fouled and making the two free throws.
So Quinn Anderson, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, finished with only 3 points here tonight, but knocked down some big free throws. Had that driving move along the baseline that gave the Silver Streaks with those free throws, regained the lead at 41-40, but then the Panthers ended up with the final 4 points and won it by three here, 44-41. Again, UT now 6-1 on the season, 2-0 in the conference. Galesburg has now lost two in a row after 4-0 start, and both of those two are in conference play. Their next game at home against Macomb coming up Tuesday night. Silver Streak sophomores won here tonight, 66-37. We'll take a final timeout. We'll talk with Mike Reynolds in our post-game coaches interview when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head-turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks fall here tonight, 44-41. And still no coach out of the locker room. So, Steve, you've been in there on tough nights like this. Now we're starting to see some of the assistants trickle out. Some players will probably trickle out. So this is a sign. We'll talk with Coach Reynolds here shortly. But you've been down there in these situations. Not a lot of ranting and raving to be done in a situation like this, but there's probably some pretty firm talk, I would suppose.
Yeah, I mean, there's and Coach Reynolds is a stand-up guy. He tells the truth the way he sees it, and he's very direct about it. I think that that we saw one here get away tonight. I think that as you talked, you and I talked here, that we didn't have great poise down the stretch there in terms of the shots that we took. We fought back, and those are positive things, but we've got to learn from these situations as we move on down the line here during our season so that as these things continue to happen, and we're going to have a lot of close games in the conference and against quality opponents, we've got to find a way to get over the hump against them. We did a lot of good things here tonight,
yeah.
Just not enough, and especially at those times where you need to, you know, make a play, where you need to make a winning play, and we didn't do that. So I know he's frustrated with that, his players are, but it's also a teachable moment, and I know as they look at the film and he looks at the film, there'll be many, many situations to point out where these are things that are correctable errors that we can correct.
After a loss that leaves coaches, players, fans feeling more down, like a game like this one, Silver Streaks now don't play tomorrow. They do have a game on Tuesday, so they don't have to wait a whole week. What was generally kind of the feeling among the coaching staff after a game like this? We do want to get back and play, or a game or a day to kind of regroup and practice and sort some things out.
You want to sort some things out in practice, but then you want to get back on the horse again and get right after it. So maybe a game on Tuesday in this situation is not a bad thing, where we can take a look at film and also take a look at some things and get a positive vibe back in practice and then go to work. You know, we've got a lot of games upcoming here that are in a big stretch, especially on the road.
Yeah.
We can bond some. We can do some things there that you can really see grow. So this long circus road trip, so to speak, that we talk about isn't a bad thing, because that's a young team or an inexperienced team can grow and work on some things. And I think there's no question that this guy will have them better, and these are correctable things that we can take care of.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, as Coach Reynolds joins us now. And Coach, as we were kind of discussing and we were talking with Coach Cheeseman, he's been in the locker room in these situations, and you know, we kind of anticipated what might be going on down there. How did you handle it? What was kind of the nature of the discussion with the kids following this game here?
Well, we have to be better. You know, we got the lead, and we couldn't get a stop on game point. You know, we can say that, well, we didn't make a shot here, didn't do this, didn't do that, but same thing happened to regional last year. Get the lead, can't get a stop, you know, and we weren't able to play our pace. We played slow down game, and they're better than that at that than we are, and we couldn't get the ball up and down the floor.
In terms of, you know, what we talked about there in the regional championship last year here tonight, you know, how do you go about not necessarily correcting that, but how do we get over the hump with that, in your opinion?
Well, you got to stay engaged defensively. What are they trying to get? You know, and they got a guy out of position, got a layup, and executed, did a nice job of it.
You talk about the other team getting what they want. You and I kind of talked about this when we were visiting earlier today prior to the game. Steve and I were looking back at the three-point shooting tonight. We didn't shoot well, but at the same time, we had guys shooting the ball who normally we don't want shooting the three-point shot. How was that more of a nature of the frustration of trying to figure out their defense? Was that more a maturity kind of issue? What did you see there?
More of a lack of execution, probably. You know, we had guys in spots that we didn't practice, and you know, we talk about getting the ball in the black. We didn't get the ball in the black enough. You know, you got to make them pay for extending, and you know, tonight we weren't good enough to do it.
We play Tuesday. This is a tough loss, and I know this just leaves not a good taste in your mouth. We feel like that we didn't do the things that we needed to do to win, especially in that winning time.
Yeah.
How do we go about our business here to get ourselves going in the right direction here in terms of where we go Tuesday?
Well, you got to be better, you know, and you know, you can't lose a 5-point lead in a minute and a half in the start of the third quarter. That would go a long ways right there, and you know, we played extremely hard in the first half. You know, we were disjointed offensively, you know, for a number of different reasons. You know, we had some different things that didn't go our way, I guess. But, you know, so we had a 5-point lead at half that probably should have been 10 or 12 or 14, depending on how many possessions we got away from us. And then, you know, we came out defensively there. They had a little more pop to their game in the third quarter than we did that first 3 minutes. And then, you know, we got down, then we got the lead, and we got to figure out a way to finish those out.
You mentioned attacking the black earlier, and when things were going well for us in the first half, we really were attacking the basket. And I know even the way the second half started, I think that's probably what the nature of your timeout was when they got off to the good lead. We were shooting three-pointers. Coming out of that timeout, we started attacking the basket again, which is...
Yeah, I mean, threes are great if they're going in, but sure, they don't always go in. And, you know, we're not going to simulate 6-6 and 6-4 or whatever, or 6-5, you know, down on the baseline. We just don't have those guys in our program simulate that. But, you know, we just weren't good enough. You know, we're not going to make excuses. We weren't good enough. Some things didn't go our way early. Some things didn't go our way late. So we just got to be better. And, you know... People are here, they know what we mean.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. We know you're going to get back at it Tuesday night, and we'll look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, we'll have a couple practices before then and rest some legs and, you know, We have to
we'll
be better.
We'll
we have
be
to
better.
Be better. You know,
we'll
we're good enough. So
knowing you, that'll happen.
We got to be better, and that's our focus.
And it's a big week too. A lot of games, so not much time to do it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Again, Macomb on Tuesday night is the opponent, and then a doubleheader next weekend with action on the road Friday at Alleman, and then the Iowa-Illinois shootout Saturday against. That's going to be a really good Pleasant Valley team next Saturday. So this is one of those things that I know Coach Reynolds is thinking about in the back of his mind when he says we got to be better, knowing that, you know, road games in the Western Big Six are never easy. I don't care if it's Alleman or Quincy or Moline. It doesn't matter. Road games are never easy, but especially with that Pleasant Valley game looming out there next Saturday, I know that's in the back of his mind when he looks at kind of the results here tonight.
In his comment about being better, I know he means that in all areas, from poise period to that consistency that we're talking about in play, decision making. I mean, everything. We've got to be better, and that'll be the focus. I mean, it'll be razor sharp moving forward with tunnel vision to be better in all things, be sharper in all things, and not settle for anything less. Right now, I thought the start of the second half, we played a really good first half, could have had a bigger lead, like Coach said, but I think we were a little satisfied. That we did, and then we came out and did get right back in the moment and a little bit of rust on our laurels, and before you know it, against a good ball club and a well-coached ball club, you know, we're in trouble behind the eight ball. And then we've got to rally and get ourselves back together again, and it's too much, I know, for our own good and our own thought that we're too much of a roller coaster in regards to all of those little things about trying to get better, because it all comes out in all those situations.
44-41 the final. UT wins it tonight. Streak sophomores, big winners, 66-37. Again, the next game for the boys, Tuesday night at home against Macomb. Steve, look forward to seeing you there.
And look forward to it.
Hopefully much better results for the Silver Streaks.
Absolutely.
Our thanks to Sean McCutcheon at the downtown studios, our broadcast engineer tonight. And thanks to you for being with us. Just wish the results could have been a little bit better. 44-41 the final. UT wins it. And the Silver Streaks dropped to 4-2 in the season and 0-2 in the Western Big Six. For Sean McCutcheon downtown, for Steve Cheeseman, the Hall of Famer to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. Have a great rest of your weekend and hope you can be back with us Tuesday night when Macomb comes to town. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.